Hey, America.
Start listening now.
Guys, I just have one question.
Yeah.
What the hell just... And welcome to another confused episode of 12 Points from America, a Eurovision Song Contest podcast, mostly from Switzerland at the moment. But we've got some American representation. Finally, I'm Eric.
I'm Derek.
I'm Samantha.
And I'm Danny.
And I'm Liz.
We got the whole squad, five people, to talk about the results of the 2025 Eurovision Song Contest. It's over. We have a winner. It's Austria. Congratulations to Austria. If somehow this show is how you are learning about who won, thanks. Thanks.
Then question. What's going on? Yeah.
Why do you listen to this show?
Yeah. Because it's great.
They just like our voices, really.
Yeah. Anyway, Austria won. Let's just talk about this ending a little bit. Our final scoreboard is JJ from Austria. Wasted Love is our winner, 436 points. And that is, I will note, an astonishingly low score for a winner.
Look at the crush of the top five. Mm. It's remarkably close. And we saw that as we were going along in the voting. Like, at no point was the leader more than 60 points ahead.
Yeah, so a lot of this ended up being because there wasn't a huge runaway winner in the jury, although Austria did win that. That's the third year in a row that the jury winner has won the contest.
Mm-hmm. It should be noted that 13 different nations received 12 points from countries across the
world. What a spread.
A really broad spread.
Yeah, we have seen more than that. 2011, the weirdly low, another contest with a weirdly low scoring winner, had 20 countries get 12, which is insane. It's unbelievable. Second place, Israel, with 357. Third place, this is a big surprise.
A shock.
I think. Tommy Cash, Espresso Macchiato. I guess it makes sense that it was popular. It did much better in the jury vote than I expected.
Yeah,
yes, it seemed...
Ninth place in the jury.
Threes, fours, and fives from everyone, it felt. Like,
he was getting tens.
Yeah, it got a 10 from a couple of people, and I was just really shocked a couple of times. It's unbelievable, really.
Yeah, let's keep counting down. Kai, Sweden, the favorites, were fourth, 321 points. Italy, really, really nice to see. Fifth place, 256. Greece, sixth. Awesome. Just 1 point ahead of Luan Manman with seven. Zifferblatt gets
we got a tie.
So Germ and Bird of Prey are tied for eighth, ninth. Switzerland finishes 10th. Very good for a host entry.
You say that.
Well, every single one of those points was from the jury. The one of the first split screens, when we have Switzerland, Israel, and Austria up there, and Switzerland is the first to have their points revealed, and it's a zero. And I don't know that we're ever likely to see a zero in a split screen again.
That's zero from the third highest jury vote. Absolutely incredible.
Truly shocking. Mm-hmm. Truly, I would have hated to have been standing in the giant arena next door with 35,000 people. And the most of them are local.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Just as a heads up, we are recording this in the concourse of the St. Jakob Arena.
Just 30 minutes afterwards.
We are some amount of time away from the winner's press conference happening, just a few feet away from us. So that might be fun. We'll see what happens. Just going down the scoreboard again, Ikoma, 196.
Just missing the top
11th
10.
11th place.
Mm-hmm. Not even top 10.
Yeah.
Not even top 10. Honestly, if you would have said, okay, here's the top 10, as we had it right now, if you would have pushed Israel and Estonia down to the bottom and then like swapped Italy for Finland, that's how I would have thought it. That's how I would have thought. The top 10 itself isn't far off from what I thought it would be. just know Finland is a shock.
Yeah. Claude from the Netherlands, another really popular song, finished 12th. Latvia, so Latvia managed Left Side, which is fantastic.
Oh, Latvia getting a couple there. Of 12s. Adored seeing it. Adored
Poland really, really struggled in the televote or in the jury vote.
In the
did very, very well in the televote. Managed to finish.
Yes. The televoters love dragons. They love dragons.
Balalalalalalar. 15th place.
Interestingly enough, with Germany,
yeah,
received 77 from the jury, 74 from the public.
Oh.
So pretty evenly matched when it came to what they ended up with.
Yeah. I'm just going to run down the rest of these pretty quickly. These were all less than 100 total points. Lithuania, Malta, another really rough public score. Norway, United Kingdom.
Another nil point.
Another nil point from televote, but did very well in the jury, and I'm really happy about that because I think it deserved
above
it.
20.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Parg got 20th.
Not even Armenia, just Parg.
Yeah. Nope, just Parg.
The Republic of Parg.
Yes, the Republic of Pug. And Napa from Portugal, 21st, and Luxembourg, Denmark, Spain, Iceland, and last place. Iceland was a nil point from juries, by the way.
Correct.
San Marino is our last place finisher this year.
You love to see it.
You love to
do
see
you?
It. There. Arguably, I love to see it because I'm just going to say, Eric and I had talked about this before, but really some of the most
it's bad.
Just tasteless visuals, really just tasteless
that
music
statue of David chewing gum is like the worst thing I've
ever
seen.
I ever have to look at it again.
I absolutely all hate right. the just looks constipated.
It I want to pull the room here.
Okay.
Bubblegum chewing David.
Okay.
Versus Lumo.
Oh, give me Lumo every day of the
Lumo.
Week and twice
Lumo
on
every
Sunday.
Time. Yeah, yeah, please.
Oh, my God.
Please.
Yeah, Lumo rock. I don't want to hear anything contrary to that. There were so many shocking moments, particularly in the televote reveal.
Two from Denmark. Two.
Two.
Denmark got two. Malta got, I think, five.
Eight.
Eight. Yeah.
Eight.
Just minuscule.
Five
them.
Looks like eight. So
it sure does. It's a couple of things that I thought were just very meme-y that I thought would have the meme momentum behind them, but
momentum,
Malta,
if you will.
Malta,
that all went to Estonia.
Again, yeah, it really did. Malta getting no love once again. Doesn't
but
have
Malta
any
and Denmark getting zero or no, next less than 10. I kind of
Denmark
speak
yeah.
Such
a two.
This is such a spread out vote like we haven't seen in at least a decade.
Yeah.
Also wanted to note. Spain only getting 10 from the public, which is really interesting considering they came in third in our audience poll last night.
That's a lot of Spaniards. Mm-hmm. But...
It is a lot of Spaniards. It is a lot of Spaniards.
But I mean,
the people who come here in person will tip the scale, but wow.
Yeah.
I mean, the audience poll had Sweden winning, Finland second. Neither did especially well in the televote. I mean, Sweden got what? It was less than 100 points.
It's like 190.
Or
which one? Sweden?
Sweden.
Sweden received 195.
Less than 200 points, rather. I mean, that's really, really something.
That's disappointing like... considering they've been the favorite for a long time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Do you think that's an effect of people saying, well, I don't need to vote for Sweden because everyone's going to vote for Sweden?
I don't think so. I think if anything,
be the fact that there were all of the Nordic nations in the running this year.
It just diluted the Nordic vote?
Potentially.
It was that sort of thing. Really you knew Slovenia was always going to help out Italy, but I was honestly expecting even more momentum for Albania from all of the Balkan countries.
I did too, actually.
Yeah.
Even though 173 nice. From the public.
Nothing to sneeze at.
That is incredibly solid.
Yeah. So we also got some results on the semifinals that are going to blow your mind. I'm not kidding.
Okay.
Derek, take it away on this. You've got this info.
Okay, get ready to shit your whole ass.
Okay.
I'm ready.
Brace yourself.
We are like 20 feet from a bathroom, so.
I know.
We'll do what we got
to
do.
Since Danny's the only one I haven't read these off to, who do you think won the first semi?
Who do I think won the first semi? Okay. We talked about this before, but knowing what I know now, just in terms of like how everything hashed out in the final, I would have guessed Estonia.
Mm.
I would have guessed that Estonia did better than Sweden in the televote from the first semifinal. But you said that was wrong.
Yep.
That's crazy. crazy.
Then it
they were close.
They were close. Yeah, I'll get that. I'll get that.
And then if you say it's neither of those two, then I would have said Poland. I would have said Poland. How did they do?
Poland actually came seventh.
Who the hell won then from the first semifinal?
I'll just break it down for you. It's Ukraine.
Okay. Okay.
So the top 10 was Ukraine, Albania, the Netherlands,
and then Sweden. Albania, and then the okay.
One then point Sweden. Between Albania and the Netherlands.
Yeah. It was really close. It's like Albania, Netherlands, Sweden were like
Zerm has to by 1 point over the baby food music. Okay.
Yeah. Estonia was fifth. Then Iceland, Poland, Norway, Portugal, and San Marino.
How many points then separated us from number 11?
11 was Cyprus. San Marino beat them by 2.
That sounds about right.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
That's
tell me, was Azerbaijan at the bottom?
Yeah. Yes,
yes. They were.
Okay. Okay.
Okay. The rest of it was Croatia, Slovenia, Belgium, and Azerbaijan.
Belgium second to last.
Yeah.
Tied with Slovenia.
Tied with Slovenia.
Oh, okay.
23 points.
All right. All right. What about semi-2?
Tell me semi-2.
Okay. I assume
it's Israel. Yeah, I assume it's Israel.
They actually dominated the second semi.
Yes, you imagine that. And that's actually something that I would have said. Jesus. It is the... I'm just going to say it because I think it's a basically assumed fact now. The political support that they have among the televoters is probably a huge reason why the top 10 looks like it does for the final as well.
I mean, that's been the case the last couple of years.
It has been the case for the past 2 years. It sure has, yes.
And this isn't a criticism, but they have launched a massive online campaign.
Yes, they sure have. Yeah,
I understand.
Yeah, and like countries do that. A lot of countries do that. To be fair, but
who is second then after Israel?
Take a guess.
Of this group, well, gosh, Greece? I would have said Finland.
It was Latvia.
What?
I feel like we don't know
what is going on with these freaks.
Like we just don't know anything anymore.
Big fan,
like
love it.
Okay, I'll go through the rest of them. So Israel, Latvia, Finland, Greece, Austria, Lithuania, Luxembourg, Denmark, Malta, Armenia.
Malta was ninth.
Armenia.
2 points just ahead of Armenia.
Okay.
Okay, and
11th? Then is it Australia?
It is Australia.
Aww. Okay. By how much?
They missed out by 10 points.
Ugh,
10 okay. points.
So not that close. Then,
tell me where Czechia's right after that. Okay.
Czechia was 12. Then Ireland, Serbia, Georgia, Montenegro.
Oh,
again,
buddies.
Just giving you the numbers. Czechia had 29 points. Ireland, Serbia, Georgia, all at 28. 28.
Yeah, wow.
Neat.
Communal scraping the bottom of the barrel there.
That's neat.
Oh, then there's
Well, how many did Montenegro have?
12 points.
Oh, buddy.
Well, it's still better.
That part of the world had a rough Eurovision this year.
Mm. Yeah.
Really, really rough. And I know a lot of their, a lot of their buddies often vote for them have dropped out. Mm-hmm. So the road is a little bit tougher, but it's still just, that's really surprising. You want to hear some Statmotron business?
I would love
this.
To.
I just want to point out one thing.
Oh, yeah.
I was kind of surprised when they were doing the jury scores. The Balkans made a point of sounding rather salty and bitter before they get their 12 points.
Yeah,
especially Croatia.
Yeah. Oh, especially yes.
Mm-hmm.
Montenegro also was. They said something, but then I was like, "Is this just like a thing with translation?" But Montenegro seemed a little bit pointed as well.
Oh yeah,
yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, wow! Congrats to all these countries in the final. Must be nice. something like that. All right, let's.
Montenegro's was fine. If you would have asked me, Montenegro was one where it's just like this has absolutely no shot. But God, I think this is a beautiful song, and I think that she performed it as if she had a real shot. They did nothing wrong. I don't know what to tell them. Keep doing that because it's better than some of these rich countries send. So
yeah,
don't change. That's what I would say to Montenegro.
For sure. I'm just gonna fire off some interesting numbers I've found thus far. I'm sure we'll have a lot more of these when we're back home, and I've had some amount of sleep. This is the sixth time a song has won from the 9 spot. The most recent song to do so was Tattoo.
Mm-hmm. It felt very similar. Honestly, I was like, man, we got a lot of kind of a. kind of a no man's land here all around Austria.
Yeah, a single digit number in the running order has only gotten 3 wins since 2003 when Every Way That I Can won in the four spot. And then Tattoo and Now Wasted Love are the only others. A few other interesting winners out of the number nine spot. Ne Partez Pas Sans Moi was ninth.
Aww.
Wow.
Yeah. Merci Cherie, another winner for Austria, was also ninth. Refrain from Lee Sassy in the first contest was ninth in that running order as well.
Wow.
Okay. So it all ties together, basically. I had mentioned, yeah, this is a astonishingly low score for a winner in this era. Usually, I mean, in almost every case, about 500 points, maybe more, is needed to win. Arcade had 498. And this one with
436.
Yeah, 72 points fewer than that, which is really, really something. This is Austria's third win after the one I mentioned and definitely still remember, but Sam will say what it
Merci
is.
Merci, Cherie by Udo Jürgens, yes. 1966.
And then Conchita as well.
Feels good. Are we going back to Vienna? Are we going back to Vienna? Or are we going to try for Salzburg?
I mean,
or?
Vienna could be Innsbruck.
Could be Linz.
They're going to have their bidding process as they tend to do.
Mm-hmm.
So we will see.
Well, September.
Yeah, generally by September we'll know.
Mm-hmm. I'm very excited. I had kind of conceded like the idea that like, okay, it'll be in Stockholm. I haven't been to that part of Sweden and it'll be fun. Maybe we can get Danny to come along because I know he loves Stockholm, you know. But
I will say.
But then it didn't happen that way at all.
And then it didn't.
But Vienna is incredible.
Vienna seems likely. Also, want a quick shout out. Speaking of Austrian musicians that I'm really, really happy for right now, Taya.
Official Eurovision winner.
Taya, yeah. Eurovision winner. I also noticed, this is a little bit of a deep cut, but I noticed that another person in that sort of crew that's been with JJ most of the week is Felicia Liu. Felicia Liu is a former national final contestant in Germany.
Was that Anxiety?
Anxiety.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah, isn't, wow. Yeah. She's great.
That was
I don't
a fantastic
think she's
one.
Listed on the list of songwriters. I'm not exactly sure what the connection is, but she's been showing up in Taya's and JJ's Instagram posts a lot. So we'll look into that. Felicia Liu is great, and I hope actually gets a Eurovision spot at some point.
Rewinding a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
Talking about potential host cities. So when Vienna hosted last time, so this would have been for the 2015 contest, obviously we know that we ended up in the Wiener Stadthalle in Vienna. However, the shortlisted venues, it's like the top three. After Vienna, it was Stadthalle Graz. In Graz, which hosts, looks like the capacity is about
11,000.
Well, I'm seeing capacity is 5,500 for handball, but I don't know about concert. And then Olympia World in Innsbruck, which has a capacity for about 10K. So
that's fine. A kinder, gentler, smaller Eurovision.
The kind of Eurovision you can enjoy.
Well,
for
I mean,
whole day.
The arena here was not holding anywhere near any of those.
This
three.
Was pretty small. Certainly.
Very small, but we also had the overflow next door.
Right.
But that was, is that the first time they've ever done an overflow like that?
No, actually, when we were in Stockholm, they had one.
Ah, I thought that was neat. It tied it in well.
What else do we want to talk about?
Can I ask, what was the mood this year? What was the on the ground feel over there?
Pretty good.
The vibes were good.
Last year set the bar very low, to be honest.
Yeah.
but this was, JJ's coming by here.
Quick, shove the mic in his face.
Not by us, but...
Yeah, we'll just bring our entire recording rig down and be like, hey, Americans here, you know what to do.
I just want to point out, Sweden has been consistently number one in the betting odds the entire time during the odds, or during the show. It climbed up a bit. It was at 50% in the odds of winning.
Mm-hmm.
That's...
It just was always a foregone conclusion.
I just keep coming back to, we thought Sweden would win the televote, and they didn't. Israel won the televote. I don't think they were second either. I think maybe there was a country or two that got like 200 plus.
Let's see here.
I think Estonia did.
Yeah.
Estonia at 258, Sweden 195, Austria 178,
Albania 173.
Yep.
Man, wild. No country with 300 in the televote. It was pretty well spread out, except for the two countries that got nothing.
Does this play into the idea that fairly early on or and then fairly well on into the whole Eurovision season, we basically came to the consensus that this is kind of an off year? There really wasn't a strong contender right away. Like,
well, we thought there was in Sweden.
Yeah, in we Sweden. Thought there was.
But I mean, my thing was just like the whole time Sweden was assumed to be the front runner right away. And then because once we got Kai, then it was just like, oh, they'll just be first still.
Yeah, I mean, that was kind of an interesting phenomenon that their odds didn't really change at all when Mons lost. I just feel like there are so many things, especially on the televote side, that we were just completely wrong about. That,
yep.
That like Sweden did very well, but not as well as everybody assumed. Luan from France, I think, underperformed on both sides.
Yeah.
Based on where we were at, I think her spot on the running order kind of messed with her in that she had to go after Sweden, and there was an enormous, extremely boring break where they sang Waterloo.
Part of me wonders. The fact that we had the running order determined that there were two songs with significant proppage, one right after the other, which could have easily been avoided because of producers led running order.
Mm-hmm.
If there had been a more simple staging in between the pair of them, could that have been avoided? That sort of break in the vibe and that lack of interest.
I don't know. Maybe if your song was good enough and song was interesting and it wasn't about mommy, then maybe we could have had a better result if you just did a better song. I don't know.
That kind of thing only works at Junior, you're saying?
I say send a better song and you might get a better result, but well, I don't know. Israel came in second. That's a pretty
good song. I mean, so. I think France suffered from their staging, not just in the setup and the teardown, but I don't think it was as dramatic as it could have been, especially their lack of use of lights.
Mm.
I mean, the camera work was fine, but and I think the hourglass was cool, but it wasn't visually arresting.
Not like a little boat on the storm.
That's right. Oh, and that, oh.
Sergio.
Speaking yeah. of, yeah, yeah. The stage designer who worked Sergio on Doomsday Blue now has a win a year later.
In only their second year of doing Eurovision.
Yeah, right? Yeah, because he came out of nowhere, right? Like, yeah.
And now he's going to be very, amazing. Very popular.
And very expensive.
Nice lucky work guy. If you can get mm-hmm. it.
Yeah. Mm. Eurovision, won't you?
I do have to say, totally taken aback. How could I have been? There were enough surprises and the night was long enough already. But the way that I almost fell out of my couch when Topo Gigio was announcing the points and not only announcing a 12 points, but for
oh my God.
The UK? The UK get those 12 points? Of course we had to do a puppet mouse to give him 12 points. My God.
That is probably one of the most surreal moments. In Eurovision history.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, there were a lot of
it's okay, mister. And the 12 point to go to the United Kingdom.
Give me a keys.
Perfect. Perfect. Oh, my God. Yeah, that was some of the jury reveals when it seemed like everything was getting a getting a turn, taking 12 points. And it was 13 countries, Sam?
I believe it was 13 that received 12.
Yeah, but then like Latvia would get one and everyone would get real excited. They ended up getting a couple, actually, I think. But let's see. Yeah, the UK getting one was a fun surprise. Germany got a couple.
Yeah,
yeah. Mm-hmm. Let me get Greece, my full list here.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
I was our big Latvia stan here on the podcast. And I was very happy to see not just them racking them up, but a couple of 12-pointers there. It really felt cool. And it is very gratifying to hear that they also came in sick on the semifinal public vote. That's that's nuts to me. That's nuts.
That's really encouraging for someone who wants Eurovision to have more songs like this.
Yes. It is very encouraging. So, like, not just like artful stuff, because it's like, well, like France sent something, you know, quote unquote artful, but something that just feels very, very nationally genuine. Feels really great.
And the staging felt a little avant-garde as well.
Yes, but in a way that's like not, you know, it's not alienating. It was so interesting, so simple a concept, but couldn't look away from that performance.
So. I think one of my biggest takeaways from this year is that the diversity of music that can get through to a final is at maybe an all-time high.
Yeah.
And to do decently well in a final as well. I mean, Ukraine sent kind of a weird song. Lithuania got through. Portugal continues to go through.
I mean, looking at the linguistic diversity here, you know, granted, the first, the winner was all in English. Silver medal, trilingual. Estonia, well, there's an asterisk there, but, you know, take it what you want.
Yeah, I guess.
Sweden was speaking in Swedish, of course. Italy in Italian, Greece in Greek, France in French, Albanian. Ukraine was bilingual with Ukrainians, Switzerland in French, Finland in mostly Finnish, Netherlands, you know, if we're going for the left half of the scoreboard here, Netherlands bilingual with French, and then Latvia in full-on Latvian, like singing in native language. And we've seen this basically since Salvador took it. Bring it. Bring your language. Bring you. Be authentic. Yeah.
Yeah.
I was going to say, and be experimental and try some weird things, because
they
got through. Mm-hmm. And the safe choice that everyone bet on didn't do as well as they thought.
No, it did not. Right. I mean, yeah, you have to go from fourth down to 16th, Lithuania. Every single one of those is...
at least partially
mostly
bilingual.
Not in English.
Mm-hmm. Something that somebody pointed out to me about the first semifinal is that every single song that didn't make it was in English, and only two songs in English qualified from that first semifinal.
Yeah.
Yep.
Like, and only it doesn't matter anymore. It really doesn't matter. Like, to be like, oh, my song has to be in English for it to feel universal. I feel like that canard has been dispelled this year.
The duck?
Yes.
What did the duck do to you?
Yeah. Disco duck?
Such a dick. I had to refer to him in French.
Fair enough.
I think it's interesting. I was talking to Lisa Jane about this the other day, and there was this trend this year, like you usually see after a song wins or does really well.
Yeah, trends. Woo.
But the trend seems to be either kind of comedic songs or really sexual songs. And neither of those did particularly well.
Yeah, not really.
I feel like we kind of just forgot that.
They saw some success. They saw some traction, but like...
Yeah. Some traction, yeah. But
I don't know.
Yeah. So we'll wrap this up in fairly short order here, but I just want to ask, we've had two opera-adjacent songs in a row win now. Oh, and I called that, by the way.
Pat yourself on the back.
I will. I called it. Anyway, what's looking ahead ever so slightly to next year? Yeah, next year. What are we going to see more countries try and do this, or are we going to see sort of a reaction in the other direction?
I feel like probably the pendulum may swing the other direction. The code is more of a pop song with a little bit of opera sprinkled in there. This is more of an operatic song with a bit of pop sprinkled in there.
Yep.
Yeah.
I feel like people trying to cookie cutter this into their entries for next year, I think that would be the wrong tactic. And I would be very, very surprised to see if it works again.
I mean, you can't really outdo the amount of counter tenor presented my God. By Austria.
It's like we talked about with Voila.
But a lot of songs this year had a high male voice in them at some point or another. So I think we already saw that effect coming, coming off like of more operatic tone last year. So I do hope the pendulum swings back the other way.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's 2 a.m. here.
Yeah.
I will also add next year when JJ does the encore with a full orchestra and an opera and a choir, get ready. That is going to be sick. Yeah.
Start prepping now.
Yeah. Start prepping.
Hide your crystal glasses.
Oh, yeah.
That was kind of the thing I was half worried about with last year with Nemo breaking the trophy.
Oh no.
Part of me had this vision in my head of JJ breaks it with his voice.
Oh, that would have really been something. Oh, I love during the encore, he was doing a lot of like arm movements. And I swear it looked so much like he was going to just fling his arm backwards and send that thing flying. He didn't. The trophy, as far as we know, is still fine. We can run downstairs and find out, I'd imagine.
I feel like they need a Lucite version for the stage.
Crop trophy.
Yeah.
They'll give them the real one until later.
Yep, you can have the real one.
Just change the sticker on it, whatever the...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just peel it off, put a new country on.
It's just the same prop every year.
Yep.
Yeah. All right. We are going to call it a night.
Yeah.
Going to see how JJ is doing, see if he got to go pee. And
I appreciated the honesty. Yeah,
get home, get some rest. We will be back with a lot more analytics, a lot more other talk about this year. Send us your questions to our social medias or 12pointsforamerica@gmail.com. Your questions about this show, and we'd be happy to answer them. We've enjoyed seeing all of your comments and things like that. We'll talk about those as well. But for right now, Yeah, I'm tired.
Yeah, me too. Again, follow us on social media, 12 Points USA on basically everything, 12pointsfromamerica@gmail.com. We'd love to hear from you, like you said. I need sleep. I'm going to say goodbye to my friends that I only get to see once a year, and we will reconvene on the other side of the Atlantic. But until then, I've been Samantha.
I've been Derek.
I've been Eric.
I've been Danny.
And I've been Liz.
And America and Switzerland.
Stop listening now.